You're listening to San Diego County News Presents, a weekly podcast about people and places in the San Diego region. Welcome to San Diego County News Presents. I'm your host, Gina Yarbrough. Thank you for joining us today. I have a very exciting show. My special guest is Cynthia Rice. I know her personally. She used to live here in Oceanside, California. She worked at MiraCosta College. She recently retired about 2 years ago, and she's going to share a story of President Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalynn. As you know, Mrs. Carter passed away on November 19th at the age of 96. And Cynthia's going to share some stories of working with the Carters. And I know you're going to enjoy this interview. It's going to be great. And we look back at the memory of Rosalynn Carter. I mean, when you worked at the Carter Center, they actually reached out to you.
Yeah, one day I was just, I call it minding my own business. It was a Sunday and I received an email. And if you recall back in 1998, 99, emails were a little different than they are today. But I was checking my email that Sunday night. I had received an email from the Carter Center saying you've been identified as someone we would like to invite to apply for this position. And I thought, wow, that's pretty awesome. And the reason I thought it was so awesome is because I just had recently finished up my master's degree in international affairs with a concentration in peace and conflict studies. So, of course, I studied the Carters because of the Carter Center and the work that they were doing in peace and working on conflict resolution. So that was an honor for me to be invited. And I believe they found me because I was a member of an organization, the National Association for Foreign Student Affairs. I was leading the Institute for International Perspectives at MiraCosta College at that time and was really involved in that national organization. So that's most likely how they found me and found my name, because I had experience in student affairs. And my master's was in the area that they were looking for, and they needed someone to work with their graduate assistants and their interns. And we had 35 interns each quarter at the Carter Center. So I had, you know, a little over 100 interns to work with every year. And I had other duties as well. I did a little bit of fundraising while I was there at the Carter Center. And had the opportunity to go on some election monitoring missions as well.
So what was it like really working with Mrs. Carter and President Carter?
Okay. Well, I was a director of a program. And I believe we had 12 directors at that time. There were two females and the rest were males. Those numbers have changed a little bit now. But I was one of the directors, and so I met with the Carters regularly. We had what we called Carter Weeks, where the Carters would come to Atlanta 1 week out of every month, and they would actually live there at the Carter Center. Their apartment's right there at the Carter Center. A lot of people don't know that. And that's when we had our directors' meetings. We had them every month. And so I would meet with them every month along with the other directors, and we would cover the issues that were necessary to cover. And working with them was just, it was just an honor, because President Carter is brilliant. Oh my gosh. And Mrs. Carter, a 100% partner in everything we did. She was mainly interested in making sure that our mental health program was moving smoothly. She was really interested in getting rid of the stigma attached to mental health. And we had a program that dealt with that. But we also had other programs. We had a conflict resolution program, a democracy program. That's where we did all of our election monitoring missions. And then we had health programs, too. And two of the most popular ones there is our guinea worm program and river blindness to eradicate those diseases. And the wonderful thing about the guinea worm program, when they started working on that, there was 3.5 million cases in the world. And just last year, we're down to 15 cases.
Oh, good.
And, yeah. And some people wonder, well, what is guinea worm? Guinea worm is actually when a person ingests the larvae of the worm goes into your body. And when it becomes fully grown and wants to procreate again, you know, it will have to emerge from somewhere. And it usually pokes out of your body around your joints and is really, really painful. And they say it feels like fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And some people believe the fiery serpent that's mentioned in the Bible was they were referring to guinea worm. So, So we're really proud of that. And the reason I speak in present terms, we're really proud of that, is because now that I'm retired from Miracles to College, I moved back to Atlanta. And I volunteer at the Carter Center.
Oh,
so I'm there at the Carter Center all the time. So I'm back there, and I love it. And it's great to see some of the people that I worked with before. There's quite a few still there. There were about 125 employees when I was there my first stint. Now we're up to about 200. So it's a wonderful place, and they're making a difference in this world. And
What does Carter Center? I saw some pictures online. Can you describe some of the rooms or grounds?
Sure. Okay, the Carter Center is, I believe it's 35 acres. I'd have to look that up, but I believe it's 30. It's on 35 acres, and it shares part of that property with the Carter Presidential Library. So most guests to Atlanta that want to go over to see the Carter Library, they may think that they're talking about the Carter Center as well. And they're actually two different entities. The Carter Presidential Library, or Carter Presidential Center, is where he has his museum and library and all documents that he was needed to take with him after he left the White House, and they're all stored right there at the Presidential Library. And the Carter Center is right next door, and that's where all of the current President and Mrs. Carter's current initiatives are being worked on. And it's a nonprofit organization. When I was there, our budget was $135 million. And we would raise that every year, and now they're raising almost $300 million. And so they're really working hard to make a difference in the world. But the grounds are absolutely beautiful. There's a Japanese garden on the inside of the grounds, and all of the buildings are circular. And there's a whole story about that, about Native Americans and how the buildings are circular. And some people would say you get good energy in those type of buildings. But it's just absolutely beautiful. It's park-like. There's Mrs. Carter has her rose garden there. And there are, I wish I knew the number, maybe.
Did she actually work in a rose garden?
Okay. So we have a group of volunteers, and plus we have grounds crew. There's 35 acres there, so we really need a grounds crew. But volunteers work in it as well. And Mrs. Carter loved roses and tended to them at the White House and did some work there at the Carter Center. But no, that's pretty much left up to, you know, the staff. And now that she's passed, they are definitely going to keep that going, and it's beautiful. And when the roses are in full bloom, as you start to approach the rose garden, you can actually smell the fragrance. It's just beautiful.
Can people tour the center?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so you can tour the Presidential Library Museum, and you can tour the grounds. But to get into the Carter Center, that's by appointment only. And it's usually because you have work or business that you need to take care of. So the Carter Center isn't open to the public like the Jimmy Carter Library Museum is.
Now, I remember President Jimmy Carter came to San Diego, Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. And they were building some homes, and I was out on assignment. I was working for a local newspaper, and they sent me out there, and I got some pictures. He was really nice, down to earth.
Yes, yes. He's a real humanitarian, and he sees everyone as a human, that deserves, you know, to be acknowledged. And that's the most beautiful thing about him. And I'll tell you a little story in a second, but as Habitat for Humanity is related to the Carters, the Carters were volunteers for that organization, right? And their headquarters is right there in Americus, Georgia, which is right next to Plains. And he was very good friends with the founder. And so Habitat for Humanity did a real great job every time that they worked on a project to get that information out. So a lot of people thought President Carter was the founder of Habitat for Humanity, but no, he wasn't. He's a volunteer for that organization, and every year he would try to get out and do work with them and do a project. But as it relates to how he reacted to you when you first met him and how you were left feeling like he saw you, right?
Yeah, he's really nice.
Yes, yes, yes. My brother and sister-in-law and my niece and nephew had come to Georgia. That was probably in 2000, 2001 or so. And I was giving them a tour, behind-the-scenes tour of the Carter Center. And that happened to be a Carter week where President and Mrs. Carter were actually there at the center. And he was coming up the stairs as we were going down the stairs. And he said, "How's my favorite girl doing?" Right? He had never said that to me before, but he was just letting my brother and my family know that, yes, he knew me and he works with me. And then he took a beautiful picture with them. And we cherish that picture to this day because he put his arms around them. And my niece and nephew are there. And now they're adults. But that was a really special, special experience for myself and for my family.
Amy, the daughter, what's she doing now?
Okay, so Amy lives in Atlanta. She doesn't live in Plains, and she has, a teenage child right now. But she has stayed low-key the whole time that I worked at the Carter Center, and now that I'm back, we don't see her much, but she definitely is around and alive. And if you were watching some of the funeral services, Amy was there the whole time. Yeah, she's pretty quiet and low key.
Did you attend a funeral service?
Okay, so staff and former staff, volunteers, and some of the interns and graduate assistants were invited to a special service. So if you were watching it when Mrs. Carter, they were brought her body up to the hearse to put her into the hearse to take her to Glenn Memorial, we were all invited to participate in that service there. So that's the part that I was able to participate in, which was a special honor.
What was the service like?
It was solemn.
Mm-hmm.
And we all were trying to make sure that we understood the gravity of the event. And so we were all very, very respectful. We had to get there at 8 a.m. To an offsite location. They had charter buses to pick us up because there were no one could actually park at the Carter Center that weekend. And I guess you could probably imagine why.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Service and all of the police and the escorts and all that kind of stuff. So they bussed us in, and we all met up in the chapel, which is a beautiful, beautiful meeting space at the Carter Center. And so we were able to hug each other and reminisce and all of that good stuff before we were corralled and told where to go. And that was, it was just a real special, special, special event. Even just, you know, getting on the bus with all my former colleagues and friends and heading there to the center to participate in that was just so special. And I cherish that. And the nice thing about the Carter Center when I worked there in the early 2000s, they always said once a Carter employee, always, you know, a Carter employee. And they have treated me that way. Now that I'm back as a retired person and volunteering, they treat me as if I've never left, that I'm definitely still family.
Cynthia, I want to thank you for the memories and telling us about the Carter Center and Mrs. Carter.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Well, thanks for letting me tell you a little bit about them. And yeah, Rosalyn Carter, she is a woman of quiet strength and courage, and I'll never, ever, ever forget her.
Thanks. Thanks for sharing those stories. This is the end of our show. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, San Diego County News Presents. We'll be posting the podcast on there as well. Make sure to share it to your friends, family, relatives, co-workers. Make sure you drop comments on questions on our Facebook page. We'll be posting new episodes of our show every Wednesday. Until then, thank you for joining us.